up to date with the station that's great. It's WAKY. For the latest reports from the world of sports, tune WAKY. Refreshing WAKY plays music just for you. WAKY, the Big 79. WAKY, the Big 79. WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky. WAKY. WAKY, WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky. WAKY. WIBG.
WIBG.
Radio 99.
Radio 99.
And the hits. Just keep on coming.
CKLW.
One fine morning, girl, I wake up, wipe the sleep from my eyes, go outside and feel the sunshine, then I know I'll realize that as long as you love me, girl, we'll fly. And on that morning when I wake up, I'll see your face inside a cloud. You smile inside a window, hear your voice inside a crowd, calling, come with me, baby, and we'll fly. Outside and live our dream. Buy candies made of stardust, little dolls dressed up in moonbeams. And everywhere we go, we'll laugh and sing. I kiss you morning, noon, and night. And all the universe will smile on us, 'cause they know that our love is finally right.
Welcome to the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We just heard Lighthouse, Canadian Stadium Rockers, Lighthouse of the 1970s, One Fine Day, their huge hit, one of the biggest hits in the history of Canadian rock and roll. And before that, we heard a few radio air checks from the 1960s and 70s from radio WIBG and WAKY and CKLW Windsor.
Good evening and welcome to you all, ladies and gentlemen. Harry Smith and the Club Morocco proudly present Rated X, Four Exciting Words. The naughty Liz Lyons.
Thanks a hell of a lot. We'd like to welcome you to our show. We ask you to sit back and enjoy us. Don't sit with your back to me, sir. I'm liable to pee on your head. God, it looks like a hung jury out there. And it's not, I can tell from here. I love your mustache. You look like a box with teeth in it. Are you girls embarrassed over there? You might as well let your hair down and enjoy yourself. When you walked in here, your reputation was shot to hell anyway. What'd you think I was gonna do up here, the Gettysburg Address? Wait till the last show, I come out bare ass on a white horse with my hair on fire. But you have to laugh loud, because I don't have to do this for a living. I can always go back to being a whore. Oh, the whores are starving in this town. This one orchestra said, could you loan me $50 till I get back in my ass? You married over there? You look so damn miserable. I'm not going to take him, honey. Is that your husband? You can talk to me. Your tits won't fall off. How long are you married? 6 years. Isn't that nice? How many kids you got? Two. No wonder somebody hasn't had any in 4 years. The television louses up everything. Ever since come out, I've been looking for a 12-inch admiral. You couldn't get a 5-inch Hitachi in this joint. Is that the only husband you ever had? Is he good? Yeah? How do you know the difference? Ain't I a bitch? You cheat on your wife, sir? You don't? You're full of shit. You know what's worse than finding lipstick on his tie? FDS on his breath. Poor Linda Lovelace, you know, the star of Deep Throat. She's in the hospital. She has lockjaw. They don't think the guy's going to survive. She went to the dentist. He says, you have the nicest teeth I ever come across. This side of the room, wash up, get your money, and get the hell out of here. God damn. Thank you for the clap. Now I've had everything. But Linda Lovelace is getting married. She's marrying Yul Gibbons. They met at a log-eating contest. He's the guy with the golden rod and the hickory nuts. I think he's got mahogany piles. But the poor broad's gonna have a hysterectomy. She's gonna have her teeth pulled. Did you buy the woman in the hardware store? She said, I'd like to have a hinge. The guy said, would you like a screw for it? She says, no, but I'll blow you for that toaster over there. Oh, my God, my ovaries are killing me. I know that someday you'll want me to, won't you? When I'm in love with somebody new, you expect me to be true and keep on loving you. Although you've been untrue, you think I can't forget you. Someday you'll want me to, won't you? When I'm strong for somebody new, let's go. You don't want me now, I'll get along somehow. But I won't, no, I won't want you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Gee, you're wonderful. And I deserved it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to meet me after the show, I'm very sociable. Just call me to your table. If you'd like to buy me a drink, I drink Spanish Fly and 7-Up. If you should be hungry, the kitchen is still open, and I'm sure you'll find the chef's meat is delightful. And they'll serve it right at your table. But don't order it on a skewer, because he hollers like a bastard. But we'll be back with an entirely different show. So till then, stick around and thank you. Thank you.
wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. Heading up that highway, leaving you behind, hardest thing I ever had to do. Broke my heart in two, but baby, pay no mind. The price for finding me was losing you. Memories help me hide my lonesome feeling, far away from you and feeling low. It's getting late, my friend, my love, I miss you so. Take good care of you, I've gotta go. WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm a WKRP in Cincinnati.
Hi, my name is Joey Vieira. I've been a writer, arranger, and producer of rock acts, commercial jingles, and music scoring for film for around 15 years. In 1956, I asked my music teacher if there was anything like this album on the market. He said no, but thought it was a fantastic idea. That was 22 years ago. Today, some major companies have machines that can electronically simulate drums as far as a few basic feels, and a tempo control. But to me, there's still some definite negatives about them. To begin with, they range from $100 up. The style of feels are dated, and you still can't program them to give you a drum fill going into a chorus or out of a verse. In other words, there's no pickups or transitions. And so, drum drops. The album for songwriting, practicing, or playing any song on any instrument. You now have a drummer accompanying you on 12 contemporary styles of music, from disco to rock ballads. The tempos all vary, and each cut is totally arranged. Songs from completely different categories can be played to the same drum drop. Since the emergence of rock music in the early 50s, all hit songs have a pattern of arrangement that are basically the same. I've chosen an arrangement that is standard, from rock and roll through country to ballads. Every drum drop will be counted off in the tempo of the selection. Each drop begins with a 4-bar introduction, and all verses and choruses are arranged in 8-bar phrases. All but 3 drum drops will use the long-form arrangement. See the back of the album to read what I'm saying. Each verse we call letter A, and each chorus letter B. So the long-form arrangement reads as follows. First, the count, then the 4-bar intro, then verse, verse, chorus, verse, verse, chorus, verse, chorus, chorus, repeating the chorus until the fade. There will be drum lead-ins and pickups on each transition every 8 bars. Now, with the help of one of Hollywood's top studio drummers, Mr. Dave Krieger, let's get on with the application of instruments. A drummer does 2 major functions. Without him, a band is totally empty. Number one, he sets the tempo and keeps it there. And number two, he determines the feel of the song. You're listening to Medium Rock. This drop can be heard in its entirety on drop number 3, side 2. Let's begin with a guitarist who is writing a song in the hard rock style, but using the medium rock selection for the feel. First, the count.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The 4-bar intro. Now listen for the drum lead-in. And we're into the first 8-bar verse. Yep, that's hard rock, all right. Now let's take the same drum drop again, and the guitarist will show you what this album is all about.
Damn, you look miserable. I'll straighten that out. Hey, how do you like our orchestra? They're called the Pimps. What the hell are you doing in that uniform? You're hot. You're horny. Honey, are you kidding? What would I do with you if you had a heart on? You walked into a wall, you'd break your nose. I need him like a head in my hole. The best thing I can do with him is be very classy. Put ice cubes in my box and let him eat me on the rocks. Welcome to our services. It's so nice to have you back for our second show. I hope you haven't left. Are you trying to... Girls, please. No soliciting while I'm working. Oh, I have to step in your douchebag and brainwash you. Here's a guy with his hands in both pockets. He must have two of them. I'll settle for one, just like that. Around. God, you look miserable. You brought your wife and you want me, huh? Yeah, you sexy devil. Did you hear about the guy who was sitting in the bar and this beautiful broad came in? And she sat down there and they're looking at each other. And he said to her, can I buy you a drink? She said, okay. They're having a few drinks. He said, you know something, baby? I'd like to do something crazy. She said, so do I. Let's go up to my apartment. They got up in the apartment. She said, let's get naked. So they got naked. He said, what are we going to do this crazy and wild and right on? He said, go stand in the corner on your head. Spread your legs and close your eyes. She goes in the corner, stands on her head, spreads her legs, closes her eyes. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, nothing happened. She opens her eyes, he's sitting on the couch. She says, what are we going to do? This so crazy and wild and right on. He said, already did it. She says, what'd you do? He says, I shit in your purse.
Why, you're nobody. Yes, somebody loves you. You're nobody. The world and all its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness. You're alone when you're growing old. This old world, it's still the same. You're never gonna change it. As sure as the stars shine above. You know, tell somebody loves you. Find yourself somebody. Find yourself somebody. Find yourself somebody.
Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful audience. Most of you. So until we see you, ladies and gentlemen, this is Liz Lyon saying thank you so much for your courtesy. What? You're welcome, darling. I don't know why you want to get my pants. I already got one asshole in there. Thank you for your applause, and thank you for your attention. Have a nice evening. Thank you.
The globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC's Wide World of Sports.
It's good to thank God for our toys. It's good to thank God. It's good to thank God. It's good to thank God for our toys.
Sundown shining in him. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped
stepped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Stage is without a doubt one of the finest comedy acts in show business. All right, listen. You've been chosen to be an audience because this next act is going to be recording live right here now. That's right. So your last will be on this record. So let's all get together and have a nice round of applause and welcome to our stage one of the finest comedy teams in show business from the Ed Sullivan Show, Pig Meat Markham and Baby C.
Tell me nothing.
I tell you anything, not one. You don't tell me to shut up.
Don't turn my collar loose.
Turn your collar loose. What's I'm going to throw you out of this house. That's what I'm going to do.
Get out of there.
Now listen here, big boy. You can't do that to me because, damn it, I'm the one that's taking care of you.
You didn't have to throw me out. I could have thrown my darn self out of there. I like your nerve. I've been nice to you, woman. In a week past, I don't give you 15, 20, 30, sometimes 40 cents a week. And you talking about, and of course I had a little drink of gin. What you got to do with it? You didn't buy it. I get up every Monday morning and go around and get all the washing I can find and sit down and look at you wash them clothes and you say, I don't appreciate you. I like your nerve. I'll come back there and pulverize you. You son of a biscuit eater, you. I know all the time you didn't want me in that house. When you wrapped my lunch up in that road map, I know you want me to leave. You think somebody crazy, I'll take you around and try to wine and dine you and say, carry the restaurant. I said, I ain't got but a dollar and a half in my pocket and a half a pint of liquor. Don't order a whole lot of expensive food. What you did? Sit down there talking about, I want some sliced tomatoes and french fried potatoes. You ought to see your mouth when you said potatoes. Look like somebody been eating green persimmons. That's what you order when you got money. When you got money, you want sliced tomatoes and French fried potatoes. But when you broke as hell, you want tomatoes and taters. I never heard of something like that. I ain't.
Seals it, boy.
What's the matter?
Seals, what the devil wrong with you, boy?
I got tired, my ankle hurting. I sit down here resting a while.
You laying down on the ground? What's wrong with you?
Well, I was resting, you know.
You old lady done whooped you and throwed you out the house again.
Don't put that lie out now. Don't come here with that lie.
No,
my wife ain't touched me.
She ain't done it?
I was just sitting here resting, that's all I was doing.
You were laying down there resting?
Yeah.
You in the habit of laying down resting like that all the time?
That ain't none of your business.
What you laughing at now?
I let you tell me that lie.
Oh, what's wrong? Me and Al Carter standing right down that corner, and we just talking, and Al said, Pig, here come Seals out his house again. Your wife told you out that house, and Al said, they ain't come. Boy, you ain't nothing but a sucker. That's all you is.
What do you mean, a sucker?
Your wife treats you like a dog.
My wife ain't threw me in no house.
I'm looking around when you come out.
I come in and stumble down there and caught a sprained my ankle. I said, let me sit down here and rub it a little bit. That's all that was.
You just a garbage mouth lie. You ain't done nothing. Why don't you admit it? No longer last Wednesday night, I saw your wife whooping you, and I stood on that corner and looked at, saw your frame of your body through that wind machine. Boy, you ain't nothing but a sucker. You was a first-class, educated sucker. That's all you are.
You saw my wife.
Every time the clock goes tick-tock-tock, you was a sucker, sucker, sucker. That's all you are.
Hey.
I saw your wife when you whooped
you. You ain't saw my wife. You saw my wife with me.
Last Wednesday night.
Oh, man, you a sucker. You and you must saw somebody. You ain't saw me.
I saw me. I couldn't saw. All I see
where you saw?
All I could see was your body.
My
the
body.
Shade was down. And you. Now, I saw that last Wednesday night.
Last Wednesday night?
Yes, sir. You looking right up in the window and saw it.
So I know you lying.
How?
You lying like a dog.
What do you mean?
Because I wasn't even home Wednesday night.
You wasn't home last Wednesday night?
No.
It must have been your husband-in-law then. I don't know.
What you mean? I'll go kill that one.
No, don't go nowhere.
No, don't tell me.
No, don't go, Seal.
Tell me.
Come in.
I'm going to fix up.
You out, ancient.
No, Wednesday night, that was.
Yeah.
But I went.
You out now. You
Wednesday
out.
Wednesday night.
Stay out, Seal.
No, I'm going to get.
Don't go back.
Turn me loose, man.
Seals, don't.
Turn me loose.
I'm holding you, Seal.
I said, turn me loose.
Don't go back here.
Turn me loose,
well,
man.
Go ahead, hey. If you got to go in there.
What the devil wrong with you?
You want to go so bad, go on back and I'll beat your brains out.
Push me in there. That woman hit me with that skillet again. I was done. You'll pulverize you.
You ain't nothing but a fool. Let me tell you something about yourself. You see that house over there? I live in my house.
Where, right now?
I live there, man. I don't camp in there. I live in there.
Oh, I remember.
When I moved out last year, I've been living in the house 1 year. You ain't never seen my wife in your life.
I saw that big van when it backed up there.
That's all you saw was a van.
That was you.
All my furniture and my wife was in the back of that van.
Sure.
I don't allow my wife to breathe.
Sure.
Unless I tell her to breathe.
Boy, you cruel.
You doggone right I'm cruel. I don't like that stuff. I run my house.
I ain't seen your wife.
You ain't gonna never see her. You and nobody else ain't seen her.
Oh.
I don't allow nobody to see her, because I tell her, sit down, she stay there.
Sit down.
She better stay there. Doggone her soul, I'll kill her. I'm a hard son of a gun to my wife.
Calm yourself.
Let me tell you something, boy. I live in that house you see me in.
Oh, yeah?
I ain't camping in there. I'm living in there.
Oh.
When the sun sets in the eastern hemisphere and goes around the horizon to the western hemisphere, 365 days in every year, you find me calling Nod right in that house right there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't go for no job. I walked out my house this morning and told my wife I want some turkey.
Turkey?
She better have it on the table.
She gonna have it ready?
If she ain't got that turkey when I walk in there, somebody's coming out and it ain't gonna be me.
Boy, you is hard-hearted.
Wait, I'll show you. I'm going to get my turkey right now. And my wife better have it on the table, doggone her. So, hey, baby, where's my turkey at? Now, you ain't got my turkey? Shut up, woman. Shut up.
Boy, don't
shut up.
He gonna kill that woman.
Shut up. You do it. Doggone your soul. I told you to have some turkey on that table. You ain't got no turkey. Who ever seen turkey with hair on the leg?
Boy, you was something.
I'll kill her. She don't mind. I don't like that stuff, boy. Let me tell you something about my wife. I don't allow my wife to breathe unless I do it. Did I whip her?
You whipped her.
Shake my hand.
Oh, boy.
Don't blow your soul. I know what I'm doing.
You can't do that to me, big boy. Remember, I take care of you.
Oh, man. Huh?
You got a sissy.
Oh, no.
זה אדום, שחור וצהור.
טו בשפט.
ניצר, ניצר!
להתאפץ האמונה, לפשוט התלבשות, את המסך הריבו, החבובות באות.
ערב טוב, הערב נראה את...
נובע!
את...
נובע!
את...
נובע!
אז אני פותח, מופע שמח, לא רב פותח, עם טעם.
Hello, Partridge fans. Here we are back again with a bigger and better Partridge Family fan club. The Partridges are going to have a great year, and we're all pleased that you've chosen to join in all the festivities. Remember, you can keep up with all the latest Partridge news by reading Tiger Beat's official Partridge Family magazine. And now, here they are, the Partridge Family.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again. Another year and another edition of the official Partridge Family fan club. If you joined last year, you know what a great time we all had. And I especially enjoyed meeting many of you face-to-face at my concerts. This year, I hope to have a chance to meet even more of you as the concerts go on. We're going to have a lot of fun on the Partridge Family Show this year. Danny's going to get into a lot of trouble. I'm going to fall in love. Susan's going to fall in love. Shirley may even get a boyfriend. And the music we sing is really going to be special. Oh, by the way, talking about music, I hope you like our third album, the Partridge Family Sound Magazine. If you did, write me at the fan club and let me know. Right now, my roommates, Sam and Steve, and I are looking for a new house. When we find one, I'll let you know. I guess Sam will tell you about it in his Tiger Beat column, too. Anyway, thanks for joining the club, and I'll keep in touch with you.
Hello, this is Shirley Jones. Thanks again for all your support in the past year, and a special thanks for joining our brand new Partridge Family Fan Club. I've been so pleased with your letters and all the nice things you've done for us since the show went on the air last season. I only wish I could answer each one of you who writes personally, but time just doesn't permit that. I hope that my column in Fave magazine answers as many of your questions as possible. Many of you have asked me if there are plans for Shirley Partridge to marry on the show this year. Well, so far, none. But you never know until you get each new script. In the meantime, I'll be guessing right along with you about all of the adventures in store for my TV family. We hope to do some personal appearance tours this year, and if and when we come to your town, I hope we can meet and talk for a while. I'd love that.
Hi, this is Susan. You know, I've always had a close relationship with my real family, so it was pretty easy for me to fit in being a Partridge. Now that I've been doing the show, I really have two homes, one here in Hollywood and the other in New York with my real family. I love them both, and it's fun to move around. But the best thing that happened to me since the show went on the air was making so many new friends. And you are those friends. When our first fan club was formed, I began receiving mail from people who lived all over the world. Unfortunately, time allowed me only to answer some of them. But luckily, I share a column with David in Tiger Beat magazine, where we answer as many of our letters as we can. David in my Tell It Like It Is column keeps you informed about all the up-to-minute facts on the Partridges. Well, I just want to thank you for being a part of our brand new club. I hope you have as much fun being members as we did putting it together. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Danny speaking. I guess most of you know that last year's Partridge Fan Club was the most successful club in history. Well, this year's club is going to be even better. The fan club kit is bigger. The plans for the activities will really surprise you. Last year's fan club president did such a good job, she's going to be the president this year. Yeah, I'm talking about my sister Cecilia. Cecilia writes a fan club column in Tiger Beat and Fave magazines. Plus, she writes a super column in our own one and only Partridge Family magazine. Gotta admit, Cecilia really does a good job. By the way, when you want to decode the secret messages she puts in her columns, just use the decoder that came in the kit. Hope I'll be seeing you in person someday soon.
Hi, this is Dave Madden, alias Reuben Kincaid. Welcome to the Partridge Family Fan Club, and congratulations. You've just joined the most fantastic club of all. Sound a bit biased, don't I? Oh, I am. Hope you enjoyed all the goodies in the Partridge kit, and the future promises lots of fun activities for every member. But speaking of promises in the future, do you suppose we could create a Reuben Kincaid Day? It would do wonders for my ego, and Reuben's too. Well, let's work on it, okay? Okay.
Hello, this is Suzanne Crow. Clubs are always lots of fun, and I think our new Partridge Family Fan Club is going to be the most fun of any clubs ever. I'm glad you decided to join us this year. Plus, having the fan club, the Partridges have their very own official magazine. It's called the Tiger Beats Official Partridge Family Magazine. You can get it at your local newsstand. We're all in each issue every month, and you can keep up with all the Partridge news.
This is Brian Forster, and I'm the newest Partridge. Hi! Everyone tells me that last year's Partridge Family Fan Club was super, and I believe every word. But from where I'm sitting, it looks as if this year's is going to be even better. I can't tell you how much fun being a Partridge really is. I wish each of you could be one, even if it was just for one day. But joining the fan club is the next best thing. I know you'll have lots of fun. Thanks a lot for joining.
You show me how to do exactly what you do. How I fell in love with you.
Garrett here, and I want to take this opportunity to personally welcome you to my fan club. It really means a lot to me having you as a member because you already hold a special place in my heart, and now I feel we're even closer. Going into the music business is really exciting for me, and I'm really learning a lot about it. Before, I thought I loved acting the most of all and would never want to do anything else. But I've realized I can be interested in a lot of things and try to do my best in each. Since I've been an actor longer than a musician, I know a lot about the movie-making end of the show business. Now, as a singer, I'm learning new things every day, and it's exciting. What's nice is that I feel you're a part of this new venture, too. After all, I met you before I started making records, so sharing it with you is like something we can both grow with together. You might already know that I did my first promotional tour in Europe, I had a wonderful time. Everyone treated me so nicely, and I learned a lot of different things about other countries. One thing that really bothered me in places like Germany and Spain was that I never knew what anyone was saying. I can't speak German or Spanish. I certainly wish I did. In fact, I made a promise to myself next time I go to Europe, I'll know how to speak some foreign languages, a little. And I'd like to be able to say hello, goodbye, how are you, these kind of things. The only place I didn't have any language problems was in England. I felt like I was back home again. Of course, there's no place like home. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you when I'm on tour. Tiger Beat will try to keep you posted on concert dates. But it's always good to check your local newspaper for listings. And listen to your favorite radio station for reports, too. I'd hate to miss seeing you. I really hope you enjoy being a part of my own fan club. Write and let me know. And each month, just for you, I'll have a secret message in Tiger Beat magazine. Only fan club members like you will know what it says, because you are the only ones who have a special decoder. Don't lose yours. If you did, you wouldn't know what I was saying, and you'd feel like I did in Europe, lost. Lately, I've been having a lot of fun driving my Fiat. I've always liked cars, and with all the gifts I got for my 16th birthday, cap, scarf, gloves, keyring, I like driving more than ever. That especially makes my mom happy. Because if she needs me to run an errand, I don't mind. Any excuse to get in my car and go. I've been reading a lot of mechanical manuals, too. So I'd be able to fix things myself when they go wrong. I can already do a little, but like I said before, it's always exciting to learn new things. It's true I've been working a lot these days, but I've been taking some time out for fun also. I have a boat with my own docked up north where some of my relatives live. And I've had a few opportunities to take it out. Now that it has a new motor, I can take it just about any place. It's one of my favorite things to do. Pack a lunch, head out early, and just spend a carefree day cruising on the sea. And when I'm not behind the helm, I'm behind the boat on water skis. Since Peter Lundy, I've been doing some regular horseback riding, too. Someday I'd like to have a horse of my own. I could ride whenever. And be friends with it, too. Like Peter and San Domingo were. Riding is a nice way to relax. Just riding off by yourself or with someone into the countryside. Get exercise, too. We all need plenty of that. My skateboard still gets a workout, too. It's one of the things I'll always enjoy, even with a car, is bicycle ride. Going dancing is fun too. And so is talking with you right here. I don't really have a lot of time to answer fan mail, but I do try. I make an effort at least to read a lot of it so you don't feel your letters are being ignored. I love reading them, especially when you tell me all about you. I already know about me, and I've answered so many questions about myself in the past few years that I enjoy finding out what other people have to say. What are your hobbies? What school do you go to? Do you have any sisters or brothers? Let me know and try and send a picture along with it, too. Again, I already know what I look like. So now I want to see you. Don't forget about your monthly secret message from me to you in Tiger Beat Magazine and Tiger Beat Star Magazines, either. I've got special things to tell you about, and they're just for you, so keep your decoder handy. Before I leave you on this recording, that is, I want to thank you for being so wonderful. It's fans like you who make me smile from my heart. See you later.
That's Leif Garrett addressing his fan club, former late 70s teenage pop star Leif Garrett and Leif Garrett fan club Evatone Soundsheet, one of those flexi records that you used to get in magazines. This one courtesy of Tiger Beat magazine. And you could hear Leif Garrett struggling trying to read the script that was written for him. You could also hear him flipping the pages on this recording. And he went on in the 80s to act in that movie The Outsiders alongside fellow heartthrobs like Tom Cruise, Matt Dillon, and Patrick Swayze. And perhaps not so much of a surprise, later on, Leif Garrett struggled with some serious cocaine problems and a heroin habit. The Leif Garrett Fan Club, Evatone Soundsheet. Before that, we heard You Showed Me by The Turtles. Fantastic top 10 hit for them in 1968. Before that, it was the Partridge Family fan club Evatone sound sheet from 1972, featuring David Cassidy sounding dog-tired, or perhaps just apathetic. Danny Bonaducci as well also sounds absolutely depressed. And the young kids struggling to read their script as well did not happen. Before that, we heard The Muppet Show as done in Hebrew from the Israeli version of that show that's stolen off of WFMU's On the Download, The Muppet Show theme song in Hebrew. Before that, we heard fine comedy record Pig Meat Markham and Baby Seals, put out by Chess Records, titled The Hustlers, recorded March 1968 at the Regal Theater in Chicago. Pig Meat Markham was a longtime contemporary of Moms Mabley. They recorded several records together, and he was also a mainstay headliner at the Apollo in Harlem for decades. Before that, we listened to Kenny Rogers and the First Edition singing Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In, another hit song from 1968, Just Like You Showed Me by the Turtles. And this song, not surprisingly, according to songwriter Mick Newbery, all about LSD. Before that, It's Good to Thank God for Our Toys, off an LP titled Songs for Babies and Toddlers, Songs and Activities for Children from Birth to 2 Years, At Home and at Church from 1979. Before that, briefly, we heard the theme song from ABC's Wide World of Sports, The Vanilla Fudge, The Beat Goes On, their cover of that Sonny Bono composition off an album also titled The Beat Goes On. Before that, a drag queen act, a man playing a woman named Liz Lyons, this 1975 comedy LP titled Up Your Ass at the Club Morocco, and it is autographed. This LP shows up around Vancouver all the time and almost nowhere else. Every copy that I know of this album, Liz Lyons Up Your Ass, is autographed, as far as I know. This one says, To Derek, Enjoy Me, Liz Lyons, put out by Angelo Productions. Liz Lyons put out one other comedy record that I know of, which is also very loungy and very bad. Before that, we heard a synthesized version of the Who's the Boss theme, just downloaded off the internet in a MIDI file. Before that, we heard an LP titled Drum Drops, Volume 1, an album of drum tracks for songwriting, practicing, or playing. This 1977 record put out by a former child actor turned musician named Joey Vieira. He was one of the little boys who loved the dog, Lassie, one of several kids to play the role back in the 50s. Before that, we heard two versions of the WKRP in Cincinnati theme song, the more familiar sounding version, quite a long version, by a guy named Steve Carlisle off his 1982 LP, Steve Carlisle Sings WKRP in Cincinnati, and before that, a computerized version of the theme from WKRP. That does it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff. So long.
Steel hard. He's a healer, a fixer.
My name's T, baby.
Wears $600 suits, drives a $10,000 car, and he carries two guns, one to stop trouble and one to make trouble. He was born in the ghetto and raised in the streets. He's been a man since he was a kid, and Trouble is this man's name. If you're a friend of Mr. T's, you can count on him.
How's my baby?
I'm good.
But if you're not, you can count yourself out.
Couldn't give a damn who owns it or what color. Now you see that baby, or I'll come back and see to you. You dig it?
If you got trouble, call T and leave a message. Service is prompt, efficient, and deadly.
We move in on Big's business, and the money comes rolling in like waves on the shore. All we gotta do is get rid of Mr. T.
T is on the streets right now.
Why? One man, Chalk. He's just one man. Don't make him sound like a goddamn army.
He has one edge, and that's his cool. But that's enough, baby, because he's thinking all the time. And if he wants your ass, he gets it.
Trouble man is mayhem. Rub him wrong, and he'll blow up in your face before you shoot my man, Abby.
I didn't. You and Jimmy got to go away for a couple of days. Where do you want to go?
For what? What for?
I got some trouble to have.
This is Pete Cockrell. I want to talk to Chalky.
This is T. Chalky's dead. Now I'm coming to get your honky ass.
Stop. If you're looking for trouble, look out, because trouble is here. Trouble man, you jive him, he'll wash you away.
What happened? That night, science made its greatest mistake. What unknown terror was born that night? What is the terrifying mutant that strikes from behind the shroud of night? That night of the Lepus. A night of total terror, more shattering than your strangest nightmare. What caused the unnatural death, destruction, and panic? That night of the Lepus. Janet Lee. Stuart Whitman. Rory Calhoun and Paul Fix. Night of the Lepus. Kill one and thousands take their place. What devil creatures growing weight and size every day are hidden behind the eyes of horror? What can stop them? Night of the Lepus.
What's his name?
His name is Samson. He's big with his cap, with mama, and with his stick. Black Samson. He's mean and clean and rules the scene.
My clients want to open up your area, and they're prepared to make a very generous offer to you. It can run as high as $200,000.
Black Samson can't be bought.
I want these streets clean, real clean. I want you to go home and tell your clients this neighborhood ain't for sale.
Can't do that!
You can't do that? Huh? You can't do that? Your head's gonna open up this thing.